KALW.
From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Mountain View.
San Rafael.
Lower Haight, San Francisco.
Brentwood.
Corte Madera.
Pleasant Hill.
Coming up, we're traversing the Bay to explore one of the most important parts of life, death.
Never mind what continues life after life. What continues moment after moment?
We'll hear perspectives from several religions. Then we'll hone in on the sounds of a tradition that dates back over a century.
When a person dies, it's believed that the soul hovers around the body, but it's displaced.
The legendary Green Street Marching Band and the San Franciscans who've loved it.
Feeling thrilled by the stirring sound of the gallant marching band, as if it were celebrating life and never heard of death.
Listen up, Cross Currents is next. For today's show, we're getting help from some of our friends around the Bay, and we're taking on a topic we're all curious about. First, here's a few stats to set the stage. On average, right now, a person born in this country will live to be 78.8 years old. Not bad. But life expectancy has actually dropped here for the first time in almost a quarter century. And let's face it, many of us don't really think about mortality all that much. So what happens after death? Well, it depends on who you ask. The team at KALW's Philosophy Talk took on that question, and we're going to hear what they heard. Here are religious views on the afterlife from members of a mosque, a Zen Buddhist teacher, a rabbi, and a pastor.
So the monk asks the Zen master, "What happens when you die?" And the Zen master says, "I don't know." And the monk says, "What do you mean you don't know? Aren't you a Zen master?" "Yeah, but I'm not a dead one. My name is Blanche Hartman. I'm a senior Dharma teacher at the San Francisco Zen Center. For myself, I have to say that I'm agnostic about past and future lives. Precisely as the story says, I do not have a personal experience of past and future lives. My husband, at a certain point, was cogitating about past and future lives, and he decided to go over to the Nyingma Institute in Berkeley, see what they had to say. So he said to the person, if they're past and future lives, what is it that continues life after life? And the teacher said, never mind what continues life after life. What continues moment after moment?
The Talmud begins to talk about a world to come, halom haba. It is not defined ever what it is. In fact, the Talmud has jokes. The rabbis are asked once while they're studying, what will the world to come be like? And they say, it's just like this, but we won't have to go to the bathroom. I am Rabbi Peretz Wolf Prusan at Congregation Emmanuel in San Francisco. I am a Spinozan Maimonidean Talmudist, in that I am fairly at peace that my ego, my identity, exists in the life I've lived. After I die, it would be impossible for it to continue outside of the life I'm living. There may be a new kind of spiritual entity, but it won't be me. It'll be different. So I fervently believe in this world, and I do have faith that there might be an existence after this life, but I may not be the I that goes into it.
I am Father Daniel Nascimento. I'm the associate pastor at St. Anne's Church in San Francisco. We long for something more, you know, in our lives. And so that something more is the transcendence, the eternal, so immortality. In our faith tradition, we believe that after a person dies, our soul returns back to the God who created us in love. I think of how when we were born in this life and the image of being born into eternal life, so all the people who've passed on, who have gone ahead of us, they're there also to celebrate our birth into eternal life.
My name is Abu Hamza. This is the
التوحيد ماسك. أولا قل لها الحمد لله نحن نصلي ونصوم ونحج.
We are not afraid of death for one reason, because we pray and we follow the orders of Allah. Therefore, if we follow and do the right thing and we are good to ourselves, to our families, to our neighbors, to our friends and to others, therefore we will be rewarded. So if death comes, we will face it. We know that we did all this years, then this person will feel that it's time for me. It is logical. Heaven is something that the human mind cannot understand or comprehend. It has every luxury that is a human soul can look for. So they will have pleasure forever. There will be nothing to do other than enjoying the immortality that God will give them. So we're not afraid of death.
That story was produced by Zoe Corneli. It originally aired on Philosophy Talk, which you can subscribe to as a podcast or hear Tuesdays at noon and Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on KALW. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For our next story today, exploring the idea of death and what comes next, we're turning the mic over to our friends across town. Here's Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, otherwise known as the Kitchen Sisters.
The Kitchen Sisters' office is located on that edge of Little Italy and Chinatown in San Francisco. Every week, sometimes two or three times a week, out of our window we hear the sound of this brass band playing Christian hymns. And then these limousines start piling down the street, one after another after another. It turns out our office is at the end of the parade route of Chinese funerals that snake through Chinatown. There's an open picture car, you see a large portrait of the deceased, spirit money thrown, loud drumming, all these things to ward off evil spirits. For years we were watching this brass band with this buxom blonde, who's the leader, round the corner after they played the funeral, jump into the open limos and speed off back to the Italian section of North Beach. And we thought, I'll find out about that. Funeral band, what's the story? Those are some definite fugitive waves going on there.
The band traces its roots back to 1911 and the Cathay Chinese Boys Band, the first marching group in Chinatown. For more than 50 years, this amateur band performed for its community at nearly every big event. Chinese New Year's, the opening of the Golden Gate Bridge, Confucius's birthday, the 1939 World's Fair, and many elaborate funeral processions. In the 1940s, the San Francisco Musicians Local 6 pressed all of the mortuaries in town to hire union musicians for the steady work the funeral processions provided. At the same time, the mortuaries of Chinatown began to close, and the neighborhood began to take its funerals to Green Street, the Italian funeral parlor in North Beach, just a few blocks away. Today, the legendary Green Street Band continues to accompany the funeral processions. Lawrence Ferlinghetti wrote a poem about them. Novelist Amy Tan's mother was serenaded by them as she lay in state. Jessica Mitford's memorial procession was led by them. And more than 300 Chinese families a year hire the Green Street Mortuary Band to give their loved ones a proper and musical send-off through the streets of Chinatown.
Chinese people believe you have a funeral, you want to march through Chinatown so people know who passed away.
When a person dies, it's believed that the soul hovers around the body, but it's displaced. It's confused. It doesn't know where to go. It hasn't been ritually settled. When you're transporting the body to a grave, the transition becomes very critical. In the procession, wailing and playing of music keeps the spirit company. It attracts its attention to stay close to the body and to the cortege until it can be placed. It's a very volatile state. The soul can be distracted to wander off and be a lost, hungry ghost and be a threat to the community, a spirit hazard.
On Sunday, we play the funerals. Every Sunday, sometimes we have two of them, like a double header.
Now, if the Chinese people want a band with their funerals, they go to Green Street Mortuary. That's about the only place that has it.
We go back to the original grassroots of the first marching band in Chinatown. My name is Clifford, last name is Yi. People come out to look, to see if they know the person. Many people out of respect will bow. People will take their hats off, just out of paying respect to the deceased. The purpose of doing the band is they want to give them a very stylish and proper send-off.
Today's a Sunday, and we're in North Beach at the Green Street Mortuary. I'm Lisa Pollard, and I'm the band leader and saxophonist for Green Street Mortuary Marching Band for the last 9 years. We do an enormous number of Chinese funerals, about 350 jobs a year. When I see the casket at the top of the stairs, I'll start the drum roll. The casket comes out between the band and the mourners. They'll have a little bit of candy in their mouth to take the taste of death from them. They'll have something sweet.
My name is Linda Sun Crowder. I am a doctor in cultural anthropology, focusing on mortuary rituals in San Francisco Chinatown. The Chinese view the spirit life as being parallel to the earthly life. If you need a house, servants, and food while you're alive, you would certainly need those things in your spiritual one as well.
And the old tradition, you know, the Chinese burn a paper house, paper car, everything. They believe that after the burning, they will go to their relatives, you know, wherever they are.
Oftentimes, when the Buddhists come out, they're playing traditional funeral music. We're playing Christian hymns, and we're playing together.
My name is Wayne Allen. I'm a trumpet player. Used to work the funerals in those days. The Chinese people, I believe, did not like to exhibit sorrow. But in order to express that sorrow, they used to hire what they call wailers. They'd have veils over their face, and they would come out and they would cry. Then the family would come out, and that was their expression of the sadness.
Headlights! Let's go jump in the car. We're pulling out now. I'll meet you in front of the hearse.
Right now, we're getting the procession lined up. We start with a convertible, which has the picture of Mrs. Ng, followed by the hearse, and then followed by family limo.
They always had a big, big picture of the deceased in the front of the parade in the back of a convertible.
The Chinese tradition, they have paper money. It's the toll, you know, that they pay to go to heaven. It's just like going across the bridge, you know, they pay toll.
During the procession, they will toss out spirit money to buy off meddlesome ghosts. They're in the size of dollar bills, and they have slits cut into them. These ghosts will chase after this flying paper money. The idea is if they go through these curved slits, they'll be distracted and diverted away from the body. Outside of Chinatown, you can get fined for littering. So what the mortuary has done is to refrain from tossing the spirit money until they're within the bounds of Chinatown proper. That creates a kind of ritual boundary for Chinatown.
Going back to many, many years ago, these funerals, when they first began using marching bands, they were using the Chinese Boys Club band.
My name is Ray Lim. My dad was one of the founders of the Cathay Club band. The original name was the Chinese Boys Band, October 9th, 1911.
1911, the Columbia High School Boys Band came into Chinatown, and a group of Chinese boys were invited to fall into line with them. This was the first time Chinese and non-Chinese kids had mingled together to even talk. And it inspired the boys to learn to play Western instruments and music. That was the beginning of the Cathay Boys Band.
My name is Wilson Wong. I joined the Cathay Band in 1934. We participated in all the parades in Chinatown. The Golden Gate Bridge opening, the World's Fair at Treasure Island, the Rice Bowl Parade. Well, yeah, we're pretty well known considering, you know, all the band were all Chinese.
They were the local community band. They gave free concerts in the park. They played at Chinese New Year's dances, and they played at almost every Chinese funeral.
My name is William Chen. I belong to the Cathay Band since 1931. I play a saxophone. Besides playing these funerals, we started a dance band, or this Cathayan's dance band. We have a good singer too, Frances Fong. She's very good. Frances Fong. Want to hear some of it?
You and your beautiful life, that has a beautiful life.
In the 50s, the union approached the Cathay Band. He said, if you're going to play, they have to hire a standby band.
Local 6 is the musicians' union. It's a very powerful outfit. They want to control all the funerals in Chinatown. They want to take over. They won't, because we don't belong to the union. You got to belong to the union. The union, they pick it. Oh my God, they sure pick it, Chinatown. We lost a lot of members. Later on, they can even find enough members to show up to play on the funeral band. So we just gave up. Okay, it's about time to quit anyway. It's no fun.
You can't blame the union. We just feel kind of odd to see them marching instead of us.
My name is John Coppola. I'm with the Green Street Mortuary Band. Basically, I came through a tradition of playing with big bands, swing bands, Stan Kenton, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. But what we do here is a different situation altogether. Most of the music we're playing are Christian hymns. Come down Clay, we make a left on Grant. This is where we do our heavy things, you know, it's the biggest audience. So what we do is we slow down and we go into this one particular dirge march, St. Jude Funeral March.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti at City Lights Bookstore. Green Street Mortuary Marching Band just passed by. The back door of City Lights is in Chinatown. The front door is in the Western world. Green Street Mortuary Marching Band marches right down Green Street and turns into Columbus Avenue, where all the cafe sitters at the sidewalk cafe tables sit talking and laughing and looking right through it as if it happened every day in little old wooden North Beach, San Francisco, but at the same time feeling thrilled by the stirring sound of the gallant marching band as if it were celebrating life and never heard of death.
We're looking at the most amazing things when we're marching through Chinatown. You have a band marching, you have horns honking, people buying vegetables, and people arguing in traffic. The bass drum or the band is loud enough, and the vibrations frequently will set off 3 or 4 car alarms in a parade.
We'll be getting out here.
Most funerals will have what is called a stop, where they will, on the way to the cemetery, make a stop at a workplace, a home, or an association in Chinatown. They'll open up the hearse for the spirit to come out and make a last visit. More spirit money is tossed, so that creates sort of an easy transition. It just gradually weans the spirit out of the physical world. That also allows people to gradually accept that this person is leaving us, step by step.
Out of respect, Lily will have us bow 3 more times again.
三一齐三，鞠躬，一鞠躬，鞠躬。
And then we'll replace the pitcher back in a convertible.
I'm Amy Tan. I've written The Joy Luck Club, Kitchen God's Wife. But we definitely knew we wanted to have the band. They're one of the options under the option package, you know, whether you get the white armbands, you can opt to get the white funeral clothes, the rags to wear to look more traditional, and then the band. At my mom's funeral, they played a rendition that they specially worked out. Daisy, you know, Bicycle Built for Two. My mother was named after this song. My father, he proposed her, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy over the love of you. So they start playing this song, and it's kind of half funny and wonderful and just really sad and moving.
Nothing in Chinatown is ever excluded. You have a Western band that plays Western music, people in traditional mourning clothes walking behind the hearse, Western policemen on motorcycles. It is a medley of many different traditions, definitively Chinatown and Chinese American.
And Lisa's going to be playing one more song as you play all the way through the last car goes through.
Green Street Mortuary Band was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, with Laura Folger, Nathan Dalton, and Brandy Howell, and mixed by Jim McKee. That story is part of their podcast, The Kitchen Sisters Present, formerly known as Fugitive Waves. Find a link to it at klw.org and click Cross Currents. Well, many thanks to our audio producing friends from around the Bay for their contributions to today's show. Our team here includes Nina Gensler-Debs, Olivia Henry, Leela Day, Chris Hoff, Jürgen Klemm, Angela Johnston, Stephen Short, Judy Silber, and Claire Strempel. The show was engineered by James Rowlands. The line producer was Liza Veal. Jen Chien is our managing editor. Ben Trefney is our news director. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet. Today's local music is by Fairfax band Beso Negro. They'll be playing on Friday at Perry's Silver Dollar Bar in Fairfax. For Cross Currents, I'm Hana Baba.
Mucho el dinero, mucho se la de amar. Al torpe hace discreto y hombre de respetar. Hace correr al cojo o al mudo le hace hablar. Si no tienes dinero, no eres así, señor. Los chavales de mi